no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, keeping you up to date with the latest real estate news, conditions, and home buying tips. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Or you could check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. REACH counselors tell us this is the year you may become a homeowner. To get started, call the good folks at REACH right now and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge and skills you need to assist you in becoming a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, Gigi Santiago tells us why FHA's HAMP and MHA programs may financially benefit you if you are looking to buy a home, especially if you're a first-time homebuyer. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, his first interview was with a 99-year-old man. Steve asked him what he attributed to his old age, and the guy says, well, the fact that I was born in 1890, I guess that'll do it. After that, Avanya Rocha joins us with a hectare of training information designed to save you time and mucho money. And Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, joins us in the Our House segment with some summer lawn tips and information. You're about 35 minutes away from Our House. And, of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. As we approach the home stretch, Kenesha Wood joins us in the studio today with important news about Hope Now, a home buying seminar coming up this August the 6th in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
What we have here is a sneak preview of what's coming up at the bottom of the hour. There are hundreds of thousands of homeowners all over the country that are waiting way too long for a home modifications to be processed. We'll talk about that, give you some interesting information. As far as home values in South Florida, they're 36% below where they were in June of 2006, but they are rising slowly. We'll give you the numbers. There's a guy in Boca Raton who was collecting deposits on an apartment that he did not own, and he did it from many, many people. Guess where he lives now? Now, if you're looking for the least expensive place to live and you don't want to leave the Sunshine State, we have some suggestions for you, some cities that are very nice and also very inexpensive. And finally, we're going to talk about Making Home Affordable program. There are a whole lot of acronyms like HAMP and HARP and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and TARP and all of those. You're not expected to memorize all of those. There's a REACH counselor available to you who can explain it. We will tell you how to get a hold of REACH, and we'll tackle a couple of those acronyms during the news coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Woohoo! Well, we appreciate that. Well, when we return, Gigi Santiago joins us with some MHA details. After we engage the HAMP program protocols directly downloaded from the mothership. So stay with us, because the more you press the elevator button, the longer it takes for the dang thing to get there. And that is a fact. Here's the bell.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong. Ooh.
concerned about your future, don't know how to...
Well, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and still housing Heffy, I guess. If you're a first-time homebuyer, we have some information for you. FHA, HUD, and other government programs that you may be using to finance your home, HUD says you have to complete some selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops. Say that fast 10 times. And then try and say it slow 40 times, and you'll find out what that's like. Now, let's start this over. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops bundled in REACH's annual education membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course. REACH's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues, helping you get back on a sound credit track. That's why REACH included two free credit checks per year in their educational membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up all the cost of these valuable educational homebuyer workshops, you would pay, plus the two credit checks, you'd normally pay $250. But right now, REACH is offering REACH Radio listeners the REACH Educational Membership Program for only $99. That's right, $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on REACH Radio. You know, when you complete these courses, you'll have discounts given to you by the lenders. That's another important reason why you should take the home ownership classes that REACH offers. Call the good folks at REACH today and tell them you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. Toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Call right now to enroll. Make sure you hit zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, for more than 30 years, our first guest has dominated the finance industry. She's mastered all aspects of financial processing. That means she understands all the rules. Gigi Santiago, welcome to the REACH Radio Show. How are you today?
Welcome, Alan. How are you? This is Gigi, and thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Well, we're having a stellar day up here so far, so thank you for joining us. I know you have a lot of interesting information to tell our listeners. And let's just start off with the old HARP program. What the heck is HARP? H-A-R-P. I'm sure that's an acronym for something.
HARP stands for Home Affordable Refinance Program.
Mm-hmm.
HARP is really intended to help homeowners that are upside down on their values versus what they owe on their current mortgage. As we all know, for refinance purposes, there is supposed to be equity in the property. While with the economy in the few recent years, there really is no equity, or a lot of folks are just owing more than what the property values are worth and therefore unable to refinance.
That's how they came up with the underwater phraseology, right?
Correct, mm-hmm. Correct. So with that said, when they put together the HARP program, they said, well, you know, let's not wait until people are losing their homes and unable to make their payment before we offer them help. Let's offer help and put homeowners in a better position that are current on their mortgage payments, that are making their mortgage payments, and they are timely, and give them an opportunity to breathe a little bit as well and offer them, extend them a little bit of help. So actually, if you owe more than what your home is worth, you're even a much better candidate for the Home Affordable Refinance Program.
Wow. And they do some principal reduction in that too, right? Or is that another program?
And that's another program. what HARP is going to do is they're going to go ahead and give you the better interest rates as opposed to the interest rate the existing homeowner may have.
Yeah, right. We're at about 2.4% right now. Is that the national average?
It's fairly much the national average.
How about 4.13? That sounds better.
That's a little bit more of a fixed rate, yes. And that is what HARP is looking to do, and that is what across the board lenders are looking to do is the fixed rate.
Right.
I was thinking about the adjustable programs.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about the banks. They have a little bit lower interest rate, but 4.13 is not too bad right now.
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. So I would encourage anyone out there that's got a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac program that whose mortgage payments are on time and have at least one source of income. Now, the amount of your income is not a factor. You could be receiving a fixed income or just a form of income. All that's needed for the HART program is one source of income. So even if when you initially bought the property, you it was a couple that bought the property and there were two incomes, when you go to do a HART refinance, as long as one has an income and the mortgage payments are on time, you're pretty much good.
Wow. That's a great way to get out from being underwater. You know, that's a rough statement in South Florida when they say you're underwater. People might take that literally.
Yeah, looking at our map, absolutely.
Let's take a look at the MHA program. That's another three-letter acronym that we have. That's Making Homes Affordable. How does that differ from HARP? That was a tough question, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's not a program I've worked with recently, and I wouldn't want to ill-inform you.
Well, that's cool. Not a problem with that. We have some more MHA information coming up when Kenesha Wood joins us later in the show. She's an expert on MHA.
What I would like to really put out there for a lot of folks is the first-time homebuyer program that REACH has got to offer.
Well, you're reading down my list of questions there. That's the next one up there, first-time homebuyer.
All right.
You know, that's an amazing program, and I didn't know this, but we'll let the listeners know that HUD considers a first-time home buyer anyone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So you could actually own 10 or 15 homes, but if you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you qualify for the first-time home buyers program.
Alan, that's 100% correct.
I knew that because Pat Tracy told me that.
Woo-hoo, Pat, our fearless leader at REACH, yes.
I believe everything she says unconditionally. That's the way it works. So tell us a little bit about the first-time homebuyer workshop, because we've got one coming up in August 10th, I believe, is our next
show. Yes, we do. That's next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We do have a workshop every Sunday with REACH, and we do offer the workshop in all three languages. I'm sure you're well of that, English, right. Spanish, and Creole.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go into Kendall, it's going to be the same offerings that the West Palm office has, but let's stick with our program right now.
Okay. We'll actually be doing, we have a new office open up in Kendall now, and it'll most likely replicate all the workshops that we have up here, so you guys are going to be busy training, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will give you a little bit later on the exact address of that location and keep you informed as to the grand opening, which seems to be right on target for September.
Ah, great, great, great. All right, so let's tell us, what are the other benefits of the first time? You were telling me the other day that the banks will give you a discount if you've been through the first time homebuyer class?
Well, there's different incentives. First and foremost, everyone is a homeowner. Everyone is a homeowner candidate.
Oh, okay.
Folks that think that they're not in homeownership is so far away, don't actually realize that they're already making a mortgage payment every month when they make their rent.
That's right.
Somebody else's mortgage.
That's right. Very good.
But they are making a mortgage payment.
Okay.
So with that said, a lot of folks know the programs out there, but they don't understand what comes with it. And it is the most valued asset. At least I think it's one of the most valued assets everyone should have in their possession, is a certificate from a HUD counseling agency, better said from REACH, that says they took this program. I'll tell you why.
Well, hurry up, because we have about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Well, now listen, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We have to do this commercial break here, and as soon as we're done with that, we'll bring you back and we'll find out exactly
what it takes. And go
through
the program. Perfect.
There you go. Great. All right. When we return, Gigi will tell you how to get started with your home buying journey. She has the keys, she has a GPS, and she's got a full tank of gas. So here's a home buying tip for you. If you're like me, my house doesn't have a kitchen, just a few vending machines and a very large trash can.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. We've been speaking with Gigi Santiago. For 30 years, she's dominated the finance industry. She's mastered all aspects of financial processing, which means she really just understands all the rules. Gigi, thanks for hanging on through the break there. Didn't mean to cut you off. You were just about ready to tell us how we can get into the first-time home buyer workshop deal.
Well, getting in is easy. It's contacting Reach and registering for a class.
Right.
I encourage this, and I will tell you why. HUD, Reach is a HUD certified counseling agency, so therefore you take the class with Reach, we give you a certificate, mm-hmm. and that certificate is good for 1 year to enable you, when you go shopping for your home and applying for the financing, to receive different incentives from lenders. As a matter of fact, some programs require the certification, so it's wonderful if you even have thought in mind that maybe this year you'd like to look into buying a home.
Mm-hmm.
I say take the first step, come to Reach. We will tell you exactly what it is you need to qualify and to put you on that path. And if Reach needs to extend the remainder of our services to you, let's say budget counseling, let's say you might need a little bit of help with your credit, or let's say you need to know exactly what the income or employment requirements are. That's what the class is for.
Right.
That class is going to tell you exactly what the requirements are. They're going to tell you exactly what you can expect. There is a lot to home ownership. A lot of folks that do rent are not even aware of how much is encompassed in home ownership. Our class is going to tell you, when you go looking for that house and shopping, exactly how to understand your contract, like you were saying about the acronyms, how to understand what is there, what you're reading. We're going to tell you about inspections and who pays for things, what the requirements are. We're going to tell you about property taxes, homeowners insurance, income, employment requirements. And then that opens the door for you to meet with our counselors and schedule that one-on-one so that you can get put on the path for home ownership.
And it's not a rough path either, because the Reach folks take care of everything for you. All the paperwork that you need, they know how to fill it out. We have a good relationship with all the banks, and we can get you on the fast track to home ownership. All you need to do is call the good folks at Reach. We can't make it any easier than that, right?
Yes, no, not any easier than that. And also, by coming through Reach, folks are going to get an incentive. City right now offers $3,000 towards your closing costs or down payment. However, we may apply the funds.
Wait a minute, say that again. You're giving me $3,000?
$3,000 through City, coming through Reach. But it has to be through Reach. Your certificate has to be through Reach.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna also help you to find a bond program. There's a statewide bond program that's got $10,000 out there for folks looking to purchase.
Right. Okay. Oh, wow, I heard that. Okay. So that's how easy that is. Just call into Reach and sign up for the class. Now, let me say this. I know these classes are filling up fast because they tell me that, and I have to believe what Pat Tracy tells me, right? She's right on top of that. So the good thing to do is call Reach at 855-487-3224 and get signed up for that class. Because, again, they are filling up fast. And if you don't get in, you're going to miss out. And if you miss out, you're going to be out. And if you're going to be out, you're not going to have any fun at all. So that's the way it rolls right here. So, oh, she's back on? All right, let's do this. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Ivania Rocha answers the question, how many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a homeowner? And, of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. After that, our house segment clears up the confusion about summer lawn care with our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. Then Kenesha Wood is here with a special report about the Hope Now event, kicking off Wednesday, August the 6th, and that's coming up. But first, live from the Electronic Palace, resting under the Dome of Silence, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody. Steve.
Well, thank you, sir.
What do you got?
Hundreds of thousands of homeowners nationwide right now are waiting way too long for loan modifications to be processed, and that leaves them in a financial limbo that can last up to a year. This is according to a federal report that was released Wednesday. The growing waiting time, called an alarming trend by the Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, began to build during the past 6 months with a backlog that now stands at 221,500 people waiting in line. South Florida home values remain 36% below where they were in June of 2006, and they won't get back to that level until the mid-2019s, according to a new analysis from Zillow. The region, which includes Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, hit bottom during the third quarter of 2011. While prices skyrocketed in 2012 and 2013, those increases have since slowed as investor interest seems to be waning. But the area is still likely to see higher prices and higher price gains than the rest of the nation. According to Zillow, South Florida home values are forecast to increase by 6.1% during the next year. Nationally, home values will gain a more modest 4%. A Boca Raton man faces charges after defrauding people out of their security deposits in a scam he ran on Craigslist. Daniel Fournier collected security deposits on three separate occasions after showing the house in Boca Raton. Each time, he would draft a lease and collect money before later telling people that the house was no longer available. But Fournier, who rented a room in the house from an 81-year-old, allegedly claimed that she was his aunt and that he had power of attorney. Not so. Fournier faces three charges of larceny and a larceny of more than $20,000, and he now has a free home in the jail. So, you're looking for the least expensive place in Florida to live, but you don't want to wander too far. Here's some information that might help you out. The cheapest city in Florida to live in includes Indian Harbor Beach, Punta Gorda, Safety Harbor, and Manasota Key. Indian Harbor, by the way, not only is one of the cheapest, but it's also ranked in the top three best places to live in Florida. Palm Beach County ranks as the number one city to live in with the best amenities, low crime index, nice housing, good employment, wonderful weather.
And
but it's
radio.
Also one of the most expensive to live in. So take that with a grain of salt. Now, Palm Beach County's new foreclosures in the first 6 months of 2014 are half of what they were for the same time last year, according to the latest statistics from the controller. That's good news if you're selling a home, not so good if you're buying. Palm Beach County Clerk of the Court's office reports that foreclosure sales are dropping dramatically as the real estate market continues to stabilize. For sellers, they're no longer up against undervalued property being sold in distress. For buyers, there's not nearly as many distressed deals as there were a year ago. So you could take that to mean the best time to buy would be now because of the rising prices. One more thing, making home affordable program is a critical part of the Obama administration's strategy to help homeowners to avoid foreclosure. There's a sea of acronyms. You have your TARP and your HAMP and your HARP and your Fannie Mae and your HUD. But you're not expected to know any of those things because you have a different job. However, your REACH counselor knows everything there is to know about all of those. They're certified by the government. They're there to help you find a home. And I'll bet within the next couple of minutes, you're going to get a phone number to call so that you can get a hold of a REACH counselor. And that, my friends, is the news.
Well, thank you, Steve. Let's give that number out right now. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And that will get you hooked up with a REACH counselor. I like the idea about the guy renting out the properties. How cool is that?
It's not cool if you're the person to put down a security deposit to a man who vanished.
You know, you gave us a story a few months ago about a guy that was actually selling foreclosed.
Can you believe it?
And he's in the same house as the other guy, right?
No, jail. Now.
All right. Well, joining us in the studio right now is Yvonne Yarosha. She's a licensed real estate agent specializing in the ever-popular short sales. She earned her degree in business management from Florida Atlantic University. Yvonne, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're great. Thanks for taking your Saturday off and coming into the studio. I know that the beach was probably a better option, but hey, what the heck.
Yeah, but it's good to be here so we can give information to homeowners, and it is a value information. A lot of people don't know there is so many opportunities to buy in Palm Beach County and all over Florida.
Are you familiar with our complete inventory of homes that we have? I think we have about, 90 homes or something like that in our inventory. And they're yours, folks. All you have to do is call in, talk to one of the REACH counselors, and let them hook you up. And I know you do, you specialize in short sales and foreclosure, right? But what about the first-time home buyers?
Yeah, I work a lot with first-time home buyers. I mean, personally, being as a realtor, but also in REACH, because we provide a first-time home buyer class. We have the classes in Spanish, English, and Creole. And so, you know, anybody who wanted to have the class in their own language because it felt better, we are there to help. We work with all the banks to provide the, the programs, the incentives for the first-time home buyers. Like Gigi mentioned before, there are different programs available. Every bank is different, but they all had good incentives. People don't know. And so it's good to let them know that, yes, they don't need too much money. Some banks work for the first-time home buyer with only 2% of the sales price, so they don't need that much money. Other banks require 3% and others 3.5%. So it really depends on their credit. It depends on what kind of loan they qualify. But they don't require really a lump sum, a large sum. They just require either between 2% and 3.5%.
Now, Gigi spoke earlier about some financial help where we can actually give you some money. So if you're a little short on getting into that home, you attend the first-time home buyer class, you get the credits from HUD that you have certified yourself and that you're knowledgeable about home ownership, and then the banks will give you a discount. Is that right?
Yeah, what they do is it's a grant. It's like a loan for your interest, but they could use that towards their down payments, or they could use to buy a home that's a little more, give them more opportunity to buy something $10,000 more than what they will qualify if they were not getting the grant. So the grant can make a big difference,
And we also have credit workshops to help you get your credit straight and just how to run your house, a financial, I believe it's a one-on-one counseling with a counselor that will teach you how to manage your home budget and how to keep on track once you do get into the house, so that we don't have to help with foreclosure. We don't want to have to go that far, right?
Yeah, no, we really had a lot of programs to help, first-time home buyers. Even in the class, we provide them a money management class. It, a brief, but also gives them the idea. And people are surprised. I've seen that every month of the class, how surprised they are. They don't really know how their money is allocated every month. So until you really started, going through a budget, then you realize, well, what I'm doing with my money? How could I save more? So it really helps.
Right. Yeah. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to attend these classes. It's just information that's useful, helpful. And if you don't understand what the teacher just said, you raise your hand and say, I didn't get that, and they'll go over it again, right?
Oh, yeah. It's very fun class. People sometimes think it's because it's 7 hours a class, 6 hours class. I mean, it will be boring. And no, time goes fast. We have different speakers. We go over the process. When people are starting to listen that, they really get their attention and they ask questions. So time goes fast. We get them breaks. We provide light dinner, so it's really a good class.
Yeah, there's dinner and a beverage included in that. I know it's just a $49 fee, not a lot of money to get that. And maybe you'd want to think about taking a benefit of the membership program that we have for $99. And we have all the courses, and Pat tells me that you can take those courses as many times as you want. So if you don't get it, just keep coming. We'll keep teaching you until you get it, and then you get all those credits. And we'll help you get into a home. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, I also want to say something that for anybody who wants to be a first-time home buyer and get in these programs, it's really important they know and they find out from their lender, from their bank or mortgage company, if they're required to take the class in face-to-face in a classroom, or because we also offer the online classes for first-time home buyer, which could be very convenient, but they have to be careful. Some banks won't accept the online class. Mm-hmm. So they have to find out from their bank or lender if it does the online class is acceptable, they can take that in their own pace, you know, at their convenience, the online class, which could be really good. And we also help with anybody that has problems and they find out last minute the online class is not good for them. We also could help them and give that rush class if they need it, like a private class.
And all of that information is available at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4housing.org, or you could call up the counselors at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And Vanya, thanks for taking your time off and coming in today and helping us out and clearing up all that first-time homebuyer stuff there. Appreciate it.
Okay.
And speaking of first-time homebuyer classes, this Wednesday, August the 6th, up in Port St. Lucie, we have another class. And we have with us on the phone right now Eric South. He's with the Hope Now organization, and they've got a great program going. Eric, how are you?
Hey, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
We're just doing great. Thanks for calling in. And tell us a little bit about the class that's coming up. And that, is that just for Port St. Lucie people, or can anybody go to that?
Well, anybody can go to that, and it is free. It is Wednesday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Port St. Lucie Community Center, which is on Aroso Boulevard. So we hope to see people come out to that. It's a terrific opportunity for anybody who's struggling on their mortgage payment. You know, you were speaking earlier about the HAMP and the TARP and all that stuff. This is the kind of opportunity where someone could come in, find out if they qualify, and then start the process to get help.
Okay. So, and that's are we talking about first-time home buyers, or we're just talking about foreclosure here?
Yeah, you're talking about foreclosure.
Okay.
Foreclosure, or you're strained. You know, sometimes people are just kind of getting by check to check. And the mortgage is a big problem. Maybe it's a refinance. Maybe it's a loan modification. In the early days, you had to be delinquent on your mortgage to get help.
Right.
And now you don't have to be delinquent. You can simply be distressed. Let's put it that way.
Then they changed the rules, because there was once a time, I had a friend of mine that went to a bank. He says, I've got problems. What can I do? And they said, well, there's nothing we could do until you're late and behind. So he said, well, I'll stop paying my payments, then I'll be behind. He said, well, no, don't do that. So you're right. It was a catch-22. They were stuck. So they changed the legislation on that. Now you get help right away. So
exactly.
There's
a lot of programs out there, and sometimes that's very difficult. Like, what program is best for you? It could be a government program. It could be a state program. You know, the state of Florida also has assistance programs as well.
Right. And we have the hardest.
But you could have three or four options on the table, you know?
All right, tell us again where the event is.
It is at the Port St. Lucie Community Center from 2 to 8 on Wednesday, August 6th. And it is free, and there's also free parking, too.
Oh, great. Well, tell us a little bit about the Hope Now affiliates there. What's your organization doing?
Absolutely. We've been out there doing this for about 7 years now, where we go into local markets, and we reach out to the lenders, and we bring them to the table, and we work with the local nonprofit counselors, like Reach for Housing and We Help Community Debt, Debt Helper, and the Urban League. All of them are going to be there as well.
Right.
Idea is you'd have a multi-touch kind of solution to help you out that day. So let's just say you sit down with your bank and you're not happy with what you hear, right? I know I'm in trouble. They're not getting it. I need somebody to talk to. I need someone to escalate, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You can work with a local nonprofit counselor. Fannie Mae will also be there and say, hey, this isn't working, this isn't right, and they'll help you escalate. They will advocate for you. And I really think it's just a win-win for everybody looking for help.
Absolutely. And who knows better than the professionals? And you guys have been doing this, like you said, since 2008, I guess? That's when the hit came, right?
That's when the hit came. We've been to Florida quite a few times. We're really thrilled to be able to work with Congressman Patrick Murphy on this event. He's been terrific. And he is actually going to probably swing by sometime that day. So that would be really great to have him there as well.
Right. He's out of the 18th District here in Florida, right, Patrick Murphy?
Exactly. Yep. 18th yeah. District. And he was the one who said, let's do something. We need to help local people here. And we said, hey, we'd love to help you out.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad that you're involved in that and helping out people. And that's what Reach does. And the Reach counselors will be up there at that show helping people out. So we thank you for giving us a call. And we will see you up there.
Can't wait. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right, that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and that's brought to you by Pat, Tracy, and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. This home is located in Stuart, Florida, 438 Southeast Florida Street. You might think about attending that workshop up there with the New Hope, because it's right in that area. If Stuart is the place for you, then this is the property you may want to take a look at. It's a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's been totally redone, freshly painted, new everything. It's in a great location. It has FHA, VA, or conventional financing. And, of course, the ever-popular cash puts your name on the deed. You can Google Maps this property and see it for yourself. It's 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stuart, Florida. And Google loves the zip code, and that is 34994. If you're looking for a location that has FHA, VA, conventional financing, this is the place. And don't forget, they take cash, too. You know. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. If you want to make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. You can call her right now. I'm sure she's buzzing around showing houses to someone today. That's what she does best. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information, again, 561-351-8000. Well, here we are. You've heard us say it on Reach Radio many, many times, and our staffers have said it. The most difficult step to make when buying a home is the first step. So we were wondering, just what does it take to properly motivate a prospective homeowner to lift the foot and move it forward? Well, the best person to answer that question is our next guest. She's been in the motivation business for more than 15 years, and she understands the reason why people procrastinate, right? Dana Levine, motivator and talk show host, welcome to Reach Radio.
Alan, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it, and great. I'm excited to be here.
So what's the biggest motivator? I mean, do you put a match under somebody? I mean, how do you get them motivated to take that first step?
I think first and foremost, you have to let go of fear. Mm. I think fear prevents a lot of people from moving in a direction of success, and the very first step is making a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that also might include like a long range, short range, and mid range goal kind of a deal?
Absolutely. You have to be able to see something, visualize it, and really work every day towards it for it to eventually come true. So what I like to think about is, what is the definition of success? First and foremost, you have to see your goal. If you can see your goal, then you can reach out for assistance and move out there.
Mm-hmm.
Next, understand the obstacles. Create a positive mental picture. Clear your mind of self-doubt. You have to embrace the challenge, okay? You have to get excited for it and be willing that no matter what, you're going to stay on track, because it's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. You're not going to want something and wake up and all of a sudden, miraculously, you have it. It's something that you have to first make the determination that you're going to do it, create a plan, and give it time, and every day stay on track. Show the world that you can do it, because over time, with the right assistance, you can get there.
So that laissez-faire, honey, do you think maybe we could get a house this year? It's probably not a good idea, right? You want to get focused, aim for it, boom. I had a motivational speaker one time told me, he says, most people, they do the ready, aim, fire. He says, no, I do ready, shoot, aim. He says, let's get the ball rolling, get going, right?
You have to... Listen, if you're having the conversation about, honey, can we buy a house next year, you're making the first right decision, and that's talking about it.
That's true.
I mean, if you're sitting here worrying about paycheck to paycheck and focusing on all of the negatives, maybe the debt that you're surrounded by and the circumstances of living week to week and not having enough income and maybe not being in a career that you're happy with, you right there are preventing yourself from moving to the next level, because you're only focusing on where you're at now. How can you get somewhere unless you make a plan? Mm-hmm. And you can't make a plan unless you know what you want.
And you should probably write that plan down too.
Yes, absolutely. Not just write it down, but have it everywhere. Remind mm-hmm. yourself every single day, because every day is not going to be a holiday. You're not going to wake up every day to just perfection. So right. What you have to do is you have to decide that what you want is more important, which owning a home. I mean, for stability, yeah. for your family, for longevity, to know that when your children grow up, that they have a place to come back to and show their children. I mean, that is a very important step in anyone's life for security and stability. But if that is truly what you want, thankfully, there are programs like REACH that you can turn to. And if you reach out for assistance, there's a good chance for success.
No pun intended there. Reach out. Right? You know, someone once told me that there's three kinds of motivations. There's fear motivation, and that's based on punishment. And there's incentive motivation, and that's based on reward. And then there's attitude motivation, and that's based on change. So if you want to change your life, if you want to move into the next step, you want to get your own home, you have to take action. And that's just what you said. You have to write it down, put it in front of you. If you have a house somewhere that you would like to own, take a picture of the house. Stand in front of the house and take a picture of it and carry that picture with you everywhere you go. It'll sink in. And that's what all the top motivators say, right?
Absolutely. I have a picture of the building I want to own one day on my phone, on my desktop. It's everywhere, you know, to remind me of what my goals are. You know, and at the same time, you need the support. And there are programs out there that can help you. And the first step you have to make is pick up the phone and call.
That's it. And what's that number? 855-48-REACH. That is the number to call. Dana, thanks for coming in and spending time with us today. A little bit of motivation is just what we needed.
Thank you for having me here.
You bet. All right, that just brings us up to our house segment. This is the segment for homeowners looking for helpful tips to make their life a little bit easier. And joining us on the phone right now is our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. Carlton, you travel more places than a centipede on steroids does. Where in the world are you today, sir?
Hey, how are we doing now?
We're having fun.
What's going on this weekend?
Well, this weekend, I was thinking about the beach, but living in South Florida, I think I'm going to go to the mountains, so it'll be a little easier. So what do you got for us this week? We got the summer months pounding down on our lawn, tearing up our grass and our flowers and our shrubbery. What do we do?
Well, summer right now, you got too much rain, too much heat, too much sun, too much bugs. But right now, what you really kind of want to be watching for is side webworms are going to be a problem this time of year.
What kind of worms?
Side webworms. You're going to have a nice, beautiful lawn when you go out in the evening, and you're going to come out the next morning, and it's going to look like little patches through it all the way down to almost the dirt, it seems like.
Mm-mm. Not good for your lawn.
It literally happens overnight.
And how do you get rid of those puppies?
They're pretty easy to get rid of, but you need to act on it real quick. The other problem that you can run into is that, you know, I said before, we got too much rain going on. Yeah, your lawn always seems like it needs to have more water. Well, right now we've got little mole crickets coming out. They're feeding on the roots. The grubs are coming up. They're feeding on the roots. All these guys are chewing up the roots, so it's like having brand new sod laid down there. So if you're watering too much and not getting enough water, you might want to look into seeing if you got any of those little guys picking on your lawn.
Well, how do you know that you have them? Do you start seeing brown spots on your lawn? Or?
Well, the easiest way is just to grab the lawn, and if it seems like it's going to be able to be picked up like a piece of sod, you probably got some grubs or something in there doing some damage.
Hmm. Can you actually physically see them? Are they too small? Or how big are they?
Well, they can get up to almost 2 inches, big grubs, but the smaller ones are going to be about a half inch, and mm-hmm. you'll see them if you're able to turn that sod back if they've done that much damage where there's not any roots. And if you see about 8 to 12 in a square foot area, you've got a serious problem on your hands.
Do you need a professional to come out and take care of that, or is that something you can do yourself?
Well, you can get a professional. That's definitely never a bad idea. But you can always go out and pick up a product called Dilox. It comes in a granular form, so you put it out like a fertilizer almost, if you will, and water it in really, really good. And literally, by 24 hours later, you don't have any more problems.
Oh, wow. Kills them that quick, huh?
Yep.
Wow, wow, wow. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to keep a closer look on my lawn and see if I got any, what do you call those things again? A grub?
Grubs and sod webworms. That's going to be the big problems right now.
Sod webworms and a grub. Grub, that sounds like food.
Yeah, the sod webworm, you can part your grass apart, and you'll find the little worm. He'll be resting all day because he works real hard all night tearing up your lawn.
Okay. Well, listen, Chris, we always appreciate your knowledge and information. Thanks for calling in, and we'll catch you up on the next time. Where are you going next week?
Next week I think I'm staying home, but don't tell anybody.
That's usually how it goes. All right, Brady, I appreciate the time you spend with us, and we'll catch you up next time.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's just get on out of here and take a quick break. When we return, Kanisha Wood has the scoop on the Hope Now event. We just talked to Erica South, and we'll get some more information on the event. So if you're looking to purchase a home, this may be what you want to hear. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Ain't got no home. I know later on.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know later on.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, with a special first-time homebuyer message for you. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on your horizon, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, August the 10th from 12:30 to 7 p.m. at Reach offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about first-time homebuyer workshop, call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And while you have Reach on the phone, ask about their many other workshops and personal training programs they have to offer. Your credit builder workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get back onto the road to a higher credit score. Reach is your HUD-approved housing counselor, and we are there to help you move into your first home. To enroll, call Reach today at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And that brings us up to Kanisha Wood. She's one of the top counselors over at the Reach Housing Factory. She has a criminal law degree, but she enjoys counseling much, much better. Kanisha, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here today.
It sounds like you're just waking up. What's the deal?
You'd be surprised. I've been working all morning
You've got a lot of things going on over at Reach right now.
We do. We have our hands full. We've been having events. Back-to-back events after events, and for the next few months until December, we do have events throughout the whole month. So we're gearing up. We're always on the road. We're traveling, and we're doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about the first-time home buyer workshop here on Reach, but I know we have a ton of other classes. What other? I know we got the credit rebuild and some personal training to help you get your budget straight, so that when you get into a house, we don't have to come back and foreclose on it. Tell us about some of the other workshops that we have there.
I think one of the important workshops that I'm passionate about is the more options to saving your home workshop that a lot of people don't take advantage of. And that's one of the only free workshop that we have available. And we try to give that class on every Tuesday night. Of course, in the convenience of those who work, we understand they have to work. So Tuesday night, we host that workshop from 6 p.m. And it's the only free workshop that we actually have. So people need to take advantage of this one, because you come out, you learn about the different options that you have, you know, what you can do in terms of, you know, getting remedy to saving your home or transitioning or selling your house or getting some form of answers.
Right. Now, this event that's going up in Port St. Lucie is the Hope Now event. They sort of do what we do, right?
Well, the Hope Now, not necessarily do what we do. They help organize events throughout the country. Eric stated that they come to Florida quite a bit of time. This one is going to be held in Port St. Lucie, and they haven't done that in years. So we're looking forward to that. Aquin actually is the biggest sponsor on that event, you know, in addition with Hope Now, and I'm excited for this.
Now you're saying Aquin.
Aquin, O-C-W-N. Aquin is one of the top servicers. They're not an investor. They're not a mortgage lender. They're a servicer, which means they're the middleman between the homeowner and the owner or the investor of the house.
Okay. And they are the ones that you negotiate with when you're going through a foreclosure or something like
right.
that?
Right. Aquin is the one that's sending you his monthly market statement, I mean, your statement monthly. So, you know, and Aquin is really, really good. And I think I really like, we love working with Aquin because they're one of the top services that actually give a lot of principal reduction.
Uh-huh. And that's the important thing.
Yes.
So, again, back to that being underwater thing again, right?
Exactly. So, they give principal forgiveness in their own in-house program, which is called the SAM program, and they do a lot of principal forgiveness. And I love working with Aquin because when I see a client coming in saying they went from Aquin and they transition from one mortgage company to Aquin, I get excited because I know that client's probably going to get some form of review and a fair review.
Mm-hmm. And a nice reduction to go along with that.
And possibly a nice reduction to go with that.
Right. Folks, when we talk about a reduction like that, what we're really talking about is lowering your monthly payment. Now, of course, it lowers the overall balance, but what that reflects is a lower monthly payment for you.
Lower monthly payment. And in addition to that, they also give you a lower interest rate. So they do a combination of different modification products.
Mm-hmm. So it just makes it easier to stay in your home. The foreclosure's gone away, right?
Exactly, exactly. So if you are having some form of distress, whether you're current on your mortgage, in foreclosure, you have a sale in the next 60 days, please come on out to this event in Port St. Lucie this Wednesday. Call our office to get more information. If you miss any information, call our office. We could definitely send that out to you.
And that's 855-48-REACH, by golly. If you don't know that number by now, 855-48-REACH will get you in touch with a REACH counselor, and we'll direct you into the correct direction there to get you into that seminar, plus all the other seminars and workshops that we put on up at REACH, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Call us. Don't hesitate. Reach out. We will reach back.
And, you know, that's what they say. And we talk about, you know, you heard what Dana said about motivation. Just pick up the foot, move it forward, and take the step. It's not that hard. You know the phone number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and that will get you on the road to home ownership. It's just not that difficult. That's what we do at REACH. That's what we do best. And what would you say to that?
Yes, you're exactly right. Couldn't agree anymore.
That's what I pay her to say, folks. She does such a good job at that. Well, Kanisha, thanks for coming into the studio today. I know it's tough. You got a bunch of kids at the house, and you want to get back to celebrating your birthday. She just had a birthday. She turned 20, so she's real happy. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. You can check out the web site at reachradioshow.com. That's where we keep the Reach Radio Show archives. And you can listen to past shows there. And hat tips to our friends over at the Wounded Warriors Project of Palm Beach. They're listening on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for joining us. See you next Saturday, noon to 1.
Ain't got no hope. I know a blade is wrong. Ain't got no hope. I know a blade is wrong. I'm a lonely boy.